Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mary Lau joins us. She's president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Reckless Washington spending is driving up prices for Nevadans. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. More silly inflationary spending. Senator Cortez Masto voted to allow a college to hire a poet in Connecticut and funding for 18th century French operas in Washington, D.C. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against wasteful spending to stop inflation.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted, especially in person, to welcome Mary Lau, president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, to the program. Pleasure to have you back here.
Yeah, good morning, Sam.
So, let's start out with what was going on here last week, which was the Attorney General, Aaron Ford, was here. And he said absolutely no debating with Sigal Chadha based on her comments about hanging from a crane. He used an additional word that she had used originally in there as a descriptor. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's an easy out by doing that instead of facing her. I mean, if I was insulted by something like that, it would be like, come on, we're going to talk. So I think you would prefer not to. She's actually a very sharp lady. I'm very surprised when we met her. I was extremely pleased, so.
And where do you think this takes the Attorney General's race?
Who do I think what, dear?
No, where do you think this takes the Attorney General's race? I mean.
Oh, in the mud like all the other races are gonna be, you know. And it was a mistake. She should have never have said that. And it may be ethnic. You know, coming out of Hamas and stuff like that, but it doesn't translate into Nevada and Nevada politics and stuff like that. It was too easy of a give me.
Years ago, Sig Rogich headed up a group, Republicans for Reed, when Harry Reid was facing Sharron Engel. That brought a lot of solid Republicans to Senator Reid's side. And as Sig said here on the program, who do you want negotiating rights on the Colorado River? Sharron Engel or Harry Reid. Now you have Republicans for Ford. Your thoughts on the composition of that group?
You sort of have Republicans for Ford. Sig Rogich is a class act, all the way. Everything that he does is polished. I mean, there's no rough diamonds in that man. It's all sparkle. And he was teamed up with Jim Denton. And they did an amazing job, and they came out with, I think, a couple of hundred, maybe just 100. I'm not too sure now, because that was forever ago in politics. But it was a group of people that were solid, citizens and saw and their reputation's pristine. Amy Tarkanian's her reputation's gone downhill. You know, years ago she supported Horsford and stuff. She supported Cosine now and things like this, which it's not. It's up to her who she wants to support, but don't pretend that you're a dyed-in-the-wool Republican then. And Roberson, he just really damaged his own career. You know, his first session, he turned around and said, the governor has no role here. We're a separate branch of government. And after all of his bills started dying, he decided the governor was somebody to support, and he drove the gross receipts tax. You can call it whatever you want, it's gross receipts. And since then, he has not been well respected by the party, members of the party, and the donor class. So, and the people that they got on board, it's not exactly the top of the ticket like Sig Rogich's were.
So it's going to be an interesting race.
It's a cheap imitation.
So let me ask you this. How is fundraising going? Because it's, you know, normally after the primary, whoever has to fight a primary is going to be out of money as soon as that election day comes. And then it's a mad scramble to be able to raise money going into the general. How are Republicans doing? Because most of the Democratic races were uncontested, the big races.
It's pretty hard to find those shekels, as you would say. It's fundraising's tough right now because there's so much of it. And in many ways, you can't even compete because so much out-of-state money. I mean, Democrats haven't raised in-state money to the point that their bank account looks like it. It's a huge amount of out-of-state money, and it's not just in Nevada. They're spending everywhere. You know, there was something in Colorado where the donors from California were supporting someone there, and they're going off and supporting, on the January 6th committee, Liz Cheney. Yeah, out of California, because she can't raise money in her home state. So we're seeing that here. So if you're gonna get into a bidding war, you got a problem, but you need other services, in-kind contributions, attention to detail, and then make your money matter.
When I interviewed the late Senator Reid back in D.C., I think it was the last time I got to interview him back there a few years ago, in an election cycle, he was going on about the Koch brothers and all their money. And I said, Senator, I said, as far as I can see, the Democrats have as much, if not more, money than the Republicans do. And he argued with me about that. But that's the reality, is it not?
Oh, it absolutely is the reality. I mean, Bloomberg on his fight on guns and stuff, you know, screw the Constitution thing. And then you've got George Soros and you've got, you know, I'm not really personal friends with a lot of billionaires, but there's a lot of them out there that just have money to burn, and they're trying to buy public policy. Now, one of the things that Soros has done is invested in attorneys general throughout the, I don't know that he invested in Ford. That's not an accusation, but I know that that was one of his plans. And where they can influence the government to continue with this corporate welfare, they're gonna do it.
When you look at the Republican side, it's interesting to see how Secretary of State's offices are now a race that nobody really thought very much about before and are now becoming a serious race. Your thoughts on that, and especially what's happening here in Nevada on the Republican side?
Well, I don't think the Republican candidate is going to get elected. However, if there was a chance that he got elected, Democrats still control the you know, I don't know if they're going to have a trifecta again. More than likely they will, you know. But then they can sit there in the audience and watch the Secretary of State lose control over elections and have an elections department created. I mean, Peter be darned, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So you can turn around and create something that doesn't exist if you don't like what happened to where you're at. So I think the Secretary of State's race is going to be a mess, but Sisko, he's well known and in there and very much supported. You know, by the Democrat Party. People are getting to know him outside of Las Vegas and stuff like that, but that's a no-win situation for the other candidate.
Michelle Fiore. For treasury.
That's interesting. you know, I like.
I knew this was going to be a fun conversation.
I like Michelle. She's a hoot. She talked me into getting to CCW. Go girl. But that doesn't eliminate the fact that she's a lightning rod and that any criticisms just seems to go her way. But she's got campaign difficulties, she's got IRS difficulties, and I don't know that that's going to play out for the election. And I don't believe in any way, shape, or form we're going to have a tsunami. You know, you have to get to R plus 8 or 9 to offset the 3% deficit even. So I just don't see it happening, and that's what it would take for Michelle. I believe. I could be totally wrong.
Did you see a tsunami potential prior to the Roe v. Wade decision?
No. No, it's never stayed
consistent. Because you do a lot of private polling.
Oh, yeah. We do a ton of private polling. We work with our partners in crime, including the Trucking Association and stuff, and we pay attention to details constantly. My morning coffee consists of Real Clear Politics and 538, you know, for then I go into Nevada stuff. And we haven't gotten consistently far ahead. So I think Roe v. Wade is going to settle down on that stuff as people realize, especially in Nevada, because it may not be in the Constitution, but it can't be changed except by a vote of the people, which is in the Constitution and stuff. So that isn't the main focus. When you turn around and now we've got, what, a nine, another percentage point on inflation, and you've got, you know, part of the Federal Reserve System saying, we're screwed, and the Manchin deal with, it's not going to help. The only thing that's gonna help is if the feds can get ahead of it and stuff. But we haven't had that kind of inflationary number since the 80s.
When you look at the actions of the Fed, and this is something that I find fascinating as somebody that didn't really spend a lot of time in school, so most of my knowledge has come from actually being alive. And we've seen this movie before. Basically,
absolutely.
The Fed doesn't really have any more clue than anybody else. They act, and then they hope that their actions work. But invariably, they overshoot because they start too late and they finish too late. Is that not correct?
Oh, I totally agree. You know, I mean, when you've got Janet Yellen turning around going, well, you know, I didn't really see this coming, and this is quite a surprise. It's like, thank you, you're the expert here. So Houston, we have a problem. But they haven't done anything to solve those problems. Raising the borrowing rate, that only hurts people that are having to subsist on their credit cards and stuff. So that isn't going to slow it down. Supply chain, that would help if we could get the goods and services through the areas and the government stopped screwing around with that stuff. You know, put trucks on the road, don't make it so hard. Settle the shipping yards, whatever they're going to do there, and then allow for more production. But everything they've done, you know, at the federal government level has said, stop government from doing anything efficiently, and oh, by the way, stop business from being able to react efficiently now. How do you like us so far? And they're gonna turn around. I mean, I love it. It's like, it's the Republicans' fault. Republicans aren't in charge of anything right now.
Well, it's been interesting. I try to point out to people that this has been going on over two administrations now, not just one.
It has been.
And, mm-hmm. You know, isn't this a result of, you know, seeing what happens when you put too much money into the economy?
Well, that wasn't necessarily a smart decision, and that was an overreaction to COVID. But every single matrix under Trump was in a very good position, and those are pretty... The ones that could be destroyed were destroyed. The ones that was an oops, we shouldn't have destroyed that is quietly getting fixed. I mean, they're even completing the wall and took credit for an agreement with Mexico, which was already in the negotiation stage.
By the way, that is fascinating. Also, The fact that foreign policy, no matter what administration, doesn't really change.
Oh, exactly.
You know, from administration to administration, whether it's Republican or Democrat, because it can't change.
No. And if you have somebody who's predictable, then you're vulnerable. And right now, our administration is very predictable. But I agree with you on the foreign policy not dramatically changing, but some of the results of the knee-jerk reactions were absolutely devastating and horrible, and Afghanistan for one.
Do you worry, because you represent retailers who do a lot of business in China, that our relationship with China, which is based in so many details on, you know, the flow of goods in both directions, but particularly from China to the United States, inexpensive goods, that we're going to have a serious problem heading into the Christmas season and beyond?
I don't think we'll have a serious problem heading into Christmas season. Unfortunately, it's going to be a borrowing Christmas season. If you're putting gifts on your credit card, it's the gift that keeps on taking for months afterwards till you pay it off. But there's two sides of China. There's the economic side and the goods and services, but a lot of our stuff comes out of Vietnam also now, and also comes out of India, and you know, there's other areas. But the political side of China is the fighting. That's the zone. The war with quote-unquote Taiwan, because I think China's feeling a little bit braver since Putin's invaded Ukraine, and that's turned around. And it doesn't hit the front pages anymore, but it's in the paper daily if you go through U.S. news part of things. But in all honesty, there's certain parts of goods in China that won't go away. The tariff it raised some of the prices and stuff like that, but we can't give away our intellectual property, and we can't give away our sovereignty for a cheap blouse.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mary Lau. We may get her going here by the second segment. We'll be right back.
Reckless Washington spending is driving up prices for Nevadans. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. More silly inflationary spending. Senator Cortez Masto voted to allow a college to hire a poet in Connecticut, and funding for 18th century French operas in Washington, D.C.? Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against wasteful spending to stop inflation.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down, when Nevada Heating can get the job done today, and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau. She's president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. And thank you for 19 years of sponsoring Nevada Newsmakers.
Oh, my goodness.
It really is appreciated.
It happened yesterday, didn't it?
I know. And we haven't aged a bit. It's
no,
wonderful.
How come your hair didn't get gray?
Because it disappeared.
Oh, okay.
Let me talk to you about something that just drives me nuts. We're seeing the Fed raising interest rates, and by large amounts for the Fed.
Oh. Yeah.
And yet, if you look at your interest rate on your savings account, hasn't gone anywhere.
No, it hasn't. Your 401k hadn't gone anywhere. Your money markets haven't gone anywhere, anything else. It's the borrowing rate, LIBOR.
So right, but my point is that, you know, this continues to screw people who are savers, senior citizens on fixed incomes that have money in the bank that have been getting less than zero for a long time now, and yet nobody is yelling and screaming about this, and yet interest rates, as you mentioned, on credit cards are going to continue to go up.
Well, situation normal. Then I won't finish that sentence.
Thank you.
But yes, it is. It's the public that always pays. I mean, this ridiculous stuff about, okay, we're going to tax the rich and we're going to tax this and we're going to tax that. And then we turn around and do hundreds of billions of dollars in corporate welfare. Everything is skewed in such a wrong direction, and it's the public that's caught in the middle. They're not going to get the lifeboats on the Titanic.
And, you know, I still see a train crashing down the road here when it really catches up to senior citizens, because they don't have the savings to begin with, and the savings they do have are just not giving them any kind of return, so they're now living on Social Security.
Well, and then if they get ill, heaven help them, because they have to diminish any asset in order to get care if you're relying on the government. Relying on the government is an oxymoron, but it is a mess. And it changed the lifestyle, because I don't know that how many people plan their retirement around this kind of an economy either. But I don't know, I was reading an article the other day in one of the aggregating papers that I get, and they were saying that next year there'll be a big raise in Social Security, and I don't know what that means, $39, $40 a month.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's their idea, but then they have so many people on it and stuff. But no, it's a mess. I mean,
and versus
all of
inflation.
This is changing.
Yeah, and versus inflation, which is eating up any increase that you're
seeing. Well, inflation is eating up the wages, too. Wages have increased, but the cost of goods sold has increased. And it's not to get more profits or more profits. It's everybody's trying to maintain a status quo right now.
Right. Isn't it funny how that works?
It always works that way.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with Mary Lau after this.
A business like mine has small margins. This is a working fleet, 5 trucks, all over 100,000 miles. Every time we fill up, we're dumping profits into the tank. That's what burns me up about Adam Laxalt. Big Oil has spent millions in support of his campaigns. And Laxalt spent years at a law firm that represents Big Oil. He pocketed millions working there. Some of us have real jobs and need someone getting serious about gas prices. Big Oil has enough senators. They don't need more help from Adam Laxalt.
LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Minden with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250, and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. So what people don't understand now, I don't think in the majority, is the digital tracking that is going on. Your phone is listening to you all the time. Your television may be listening to you all the time. But you are the recipient of all this data to help you in your work. What things make you happy about that, and what concerns you about that?
Wow, that's an in-depth question, because basically facial recognition, retinal stuff, and everything being captured, that light could be something that's capturing that. That is very difficult. I mean, you've heard it before. We're living the Minority Report now. But the other part of it, data can be skewed the same way statistics can. So while we rely on data for marketing and for purchasing goods and services that people want, you know, there's no industry, you know, auto dealers, truckers, construction, everybody depends on data and stuff, but the data has to be pure, and the data has to be real, and the data has to be algorithmically correct, I guess, when you say real data. Because if you skew the data to get a certain result, you're bound to fail on that result.
And that's where we have to leave it. Marie Lau, always a pleasure. Thank you for being
love
here.
Love you, darling.
And love you, too. And we'll be right back.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also check our archive going back to 2005 on our website, again, NevadaNewsmakers.com. See you on the next show.